Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my gigglers in a garage?
I don't hate it because the first G word that came to my mind was gargantuan.
Are you pregnant or are you just gargantuan?
You know what? That is the second person that's asked me if I was pregnant.
Someone asked you if you were pregnant and it wasn't me?
This is what it was. I went to my college.
Oh, yeah. We never talked about it.
Spoke at my college.
About what?
Who knows? I like met a bunch of college kids and we were like chatting and then they put me up on a stage and there was like a professor like asking me questions. I lied my ass off. I didn't lie, but like I definitely fluffed some answers and like tried to sound more adult.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like our local, I also went to like a very local college in my town. Mm-hmm. So like our local newspaper wrote up like, oh, Paige DeSorbo went to St. Rose, and there was just like one picture of me, and my brother took a picture of the picture, texted it to me and said, "You look glowing." New text message. Are you pregnant? Like he literally thought I was pregnant and hiding it from my mom and like was scared to tell anyone. And I was like, I'm 30 years old.
You're like, I had one bacon, egg, and cheese, and now you're saying I'm starting a family.
But, like, he acted as if I was 16 and got pregnant. Like, what are you going to do? And I was like, first of all, I'm not pregnant. Second of all, I'm 30. Like, I should have a kid. So, anyway, my self-esteem has been shot, and now you were just like, are you pregnant?
That was a generic question. That was a generic question into the world. How was it talking to the college kids?
They're so young. Like, I looked at college. I thought, like, I knew everything in college, and then you just look at college kids, and you're like, wait, you're babies, and you don't even know the fucked up shit that's about to happen.
I do have to say, in your 20s, whenever anything bad happens to you, like, you start dealing with adult stuff, and you're like, this is the end for me. Like, you're like, we can't go anywhere from here.
Yeah.
I'll call it a life. And then you realize in your 30s, oh, that stuff happens all the time where you think your life's over. That's my little mental health moment.
No, I always think my life is over. I'm like, this is how they get me. This is how it goes down. Wait.
What?
Did you see the article that the Washington Post put out? And it said, why, if a plane is going down, you won't be able to save it or something?
Did you send it to Craig?
I sent it to everyone I knew, including Craig. And he goes, this is bullshit.
He goes, this is the government trying to tell us that we can't.
This is not true. And I was like, no. And then I said, it's okay. You still have a shark to punch. Don't worry.
Also, like, guys will brag about, like, video games and how they're so good at it. Where, like, I've tried to play these video games before. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard.
Craig's response literally was, okay, I've played simulation games before, so actually I feel like I would know.
Okay, like, it's like he did simulation golf and now he should win the Masters. Calm down. We love you, Craig. Calm down. Craig and I were, like, texting this week.
He said it to me. First of all, calm down, Raquel. he told me he was talking to you, and he said it in, like, the weirdest way. We were on FaceTime, and he goes, oh, hold on, sorry, I'm just, like, texting. And I was like, oh, who? And he was like, actually Hannah. And I was like, why did you just say it in such a weird, like, creepy way?
We have a weird relationship where it started, I was friends with Austin, and yep. he was like, come on one of our lives. And they were blackout, and it was funny. And I remember thinking, like, Paige should do a live with them. Also, like, Craig's single.
Yeah.
Or was he? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he know was. If he was.
Oh, I don't think he was. Never mind. I just
no,
thought
I wasn't.
You. No one was.
No one
you
was
know
single.
What? I'm just ruining families. But I was like, I don't know. You should go on it too. Like, why are they just talking to me? And you were like, no.
Yeah, I couldn't.
And I
then
was
you
like,
made me.
I made you because I just think it's fun. And like, we were doing the same thing as them. I wanted to have a camaraderie. Like,
yeah.
we're all going live during COVID. Some of us are more highbrow journalism than others. But you went on. And I remember you being like, thanks, it was fun, whatever. And then when you and Craig became like a thing, I'm like so team Paige that yeah. I feel like he almost felt like if he talks to me, like it's basically like talking to you.
Yeah.
So like I wasn't really friends with him before. So yep. it's like, I'm so one-sided.
He was always so nervous that you didn't like him.
That's what I felt.
And I feel like you were nervous that he didn't like you.
Yeah, like it was like,
and I was like, I hate both of you. And you're dramatic.
But gradually, like, I'll send him a soup meme.
Yeah.
And he'll respond. And then I'll send him little things that show, yeah. like, a little grape leaf.
Yes.
What is it called?
Olive branch.
Yes. So dumb. Justin, I think you're dumb. I'm dumb.
Grape leaf is, like...
You knew what I meant.
Yeah, that's so Greek of you. Like, here's a grape leaf.
That was the Mediterranean. But then what happened is, did I text something? I don't know who started it.
Okay.
I feel like I should know. I should have received.
I'm literally calling Ariana.
But there's a tournament in Charleston, and I'm watching it.
Yes.
And I was basically like, you guys should go.
Yep. And Craig went.
Craig, at first he was like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Craig is one of those people, I don't know if it's a good thing, loves events.
Loves
an excuse
events.
To have fun.
Yeah.
Like, if I told you there's a fashion show going on outside of your favorite designer, you'd be
I'd
like...
I'd say, good for them.
You'd be like, honestly, I'm a little dehydrated. Like, I don't know. You'd be like, it's windy.
Yeah, I'd love that for them.
Craig,
I don't
be,
know why you're telling
I'll
me.
I'll be like, someone's having fun in a plane ride vicinity, and he'll go.
He'll go. He loves, like, doing things, which I guess, like, is good because that's, like, humans should do things.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he ended up with someone who's so introverted.
You're a black cat.
Introverted.
He's a golden retriever. And yeah. they do well together.
Yep. I forgot to tell you this, and I just thought of it when you said you're a black cat. The one day I was so moody with Craig, okay? I was like, you know when you're in a mood where you like, you know you're in a mood, and
yeah,
you're like, sorry,
you
and you start apologizing to people, where you're just like, sorry, that was so bitchy. That, I didn't mean that.
Your brother calls you out when you're yeah, in those moods.
Yes. And I was like, I'm like just moody. And Craig knew that I was being moody. So I'm like sitting on the couch and he was like, do you want anything to eat? And I was like, no. And then like he brought food over to the table and he kind of just like placed it like where I could see it. And then like he would move it closer. And then he would like look at me and then look away. And then I was like, I'm not an actual cat. And he was like, yes, you are, though. I have to lure you with food. I can't look directly at you. And then if you come nuzzle me, I have to slowly give you affection back, but not too much, yeah. because then you'll run away.
You're a literal cat.
He's like, I own a cat, okay? And then I did eat the food. I was like, thank you.
Des does this thing where he'll look away from butter, and then she'll yeah. come towards him.
That's what Craig does to me. And my own boyfriend literally does that to me in bed. Like, he has to look away and say, like, if you want to cuddle, we can. I'm like,
dying.
No.
I text him, like, hey, you should go to the Charleston Open. I'd love, wish I was there.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a good tournament. 2 days later, front row
yeah.
at, like, the best match. And he's like, dude, it's awesome. Then he's asking me questions.
He loves live tennis.
Oh, my God. It's so great. But he literally was like, who are we rooting for?
Yeah.
And then I felt power.
Wait, why was there a tennis tournament in Charleston? Like,
every
what was
year,
the-
there's, like, an amazing, because there's obviously the Grand Slams, which you know
yep.
of. But there's a ton of tournaments below them for people to get into the Grand Slams.
Got it. The Charleston moms must have loved.
Well, it's on, like, an island.
Oh, was it on Isle of Palms?
one of the islands.
Okay.
Where people do get drunk, like around 5 p.m.
They live in Charleston.
The referee was like, thank you. Like, I did my man on the street interviews, which take like 3 hours. And I went on my phone and they were like.
Do they really take that long? Why? Because you're like waiting for.
Well, it started, so no one people. Really knew what it was. Yeah. And then now, like, I'll text a bunch of guys, like, I'm doing street interviews. And the next thing you know, there's like 40 male comics just like at the stand. And I'm like, figure it out.
So you don't pick who's going to do it. You kind of have them like compete against each other.
Well, when the girls do it, they form a really nice line.
Yeah, I bet they do.
They look at each other in the eye. They say, you were here first. You go first. Hannah, do you have enough time? Is everyone okay?
Yep.
The men... It's like Gladiator.
Yeah.
And I turned to them and I said, I don't want to start some shit.
Yeah.
You guys talk to each other man to man, mm-hmm. and whoever's next comes over. Then Francis skipped the line. Everyone was mad that Francis skipped the line.
Oh my God.
And some people with like a bigger following would just drop in and the guys would like let
So there's them. Drama with Hannah on the street.
There's drama. Then one of the guys was complaining about the working environment. He said, I don't give them food. I don't give them water. It's freezing. That if you go to the bathroom, you lose your spot. And I said, look, now I'm going to cut you. Because you complained.
So Hannah on the Street really is my favorite. Can we talk about how Emily Ratajkowski, not only are you comedian girl. You went from the lesbian comedian to some comedian girl. You have been involved in so much drama this year, but like not really.
My wedding
really.
With Rachel.
First of all, you had Raquel, your wedding. Second, remember all the Hailey Bieber and Selena stuff? They were using your video as like.
I told Paige after reality TV, I said, I am done with the drama. I'm done with it. I am moving on. I just want to bring joy and laughter, but I'm telling you, this stuff finds me. And I manifested it.
Yeah, you did. Also, Julia Fox, like knowing who you are and laughing at some comedian girl, I just love that.
So. Someone sent it to me. It was like, they're talking about you. Mm-hmm. So I had to do a whole thing. I had to go on Spotify because they do like a Spotify video. It's called Forbidden Fruits.
Okay. So the three of them. No,
it's Julia and her friend. And they had Emrata.
And what's it called?
Forbidden Fruits. And she was just like, so some comedian girl. And I was like, Des? And I called, I go, is this, she talking about me? Des starts dying laughing. And he's like, you have to screen record it.
Yeah.
So we videoed it. But,
You're in Emily Ratajkowski's algorithm.
Yeah, I don't know if she follows me. TikTok's hard. You can't really tell who's following who.
Yeah, there are so many funny people that I always get their videos, but I don't follow them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sometimes when I follow someone, then I never see their videos ever again.
And let's be honest, we live on FYP.
Right.
We're living rent-free.
I've never gone over to Friends.
Oh, Friends seems too intimate.
No, I'm like, I feel like I shouldn't be watching
this. I want to see what TikTok wants me to see that day. It's like a psychic reading. Like, it's a tarot card reading. What is meant for me today?
You know what's so crazy that we didn't talk about? What was that whole, like, C-SPAN thing where they were, like, saying the guy at TikTok, like, asking the guy at TikTok all those questions. And he was like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah.
When all the men were like, my, like, all the videos I get are like young girls dancing, and everyone on TikTok was like, your algorithm like goes to like what you look up and like what you Google
and
like,
what videos you watch the longest.
All of my, I've never gotten one child dancing.
No, gotten one like girl doing makeup that was really funny.
Yes, I've gotten like maybe like teenagers. Doing like dances mm-hmm. once in a while, but like I swipe because like I'm over the dances.
Yeah,
but like I'm.
You're not waiting
to
the
fashion,
end of the video.
I get beauty, and then I get like the funny stuff that you.
So the
me.
Men were full on exposing themselves,
but like didn't even know it, and no one really like said anything about it.
Can I tell you what's in Des's algorithm?
I would love to know Des's algorithm.
Chiropractor stuff.
Wait, the next time I put chips on a sandwich, I'm going to make a video and send it to Des as if I'm like.
So Des does this thing where we'll do this like role play.
Yeah.
Where he'll be like, I think, let me see what I could do. And I'm like, no, not right now. Like, again, and he'll take me and he'll just be like.
Like, breathe, breathe.
He goes, breathe, breathe.
Three,
relax,
two.
Relax, and oh, I always think my spine is going to break.
Yeah. I love getting my back cracked.
We are in our 30s, so our lower backs do hurt if we don't get our lower back cracked enough.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I did manifest, you know, I wanted to be a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it. Like, I dated a comedian. I still didn't want to be a comedian. Yeah. I didn't know it until...
Emily Ratajkowski called you comedian girl.
And I realized...
And then it hit.
some comedian girl is
is me.
Me now. But you know, you manifest too hard and people are like, they don't give a shit about your name. You're just, you want to be a comedian. Yeah. You're some comedian bitch. But it, I'm taking the positives out of the experience.
I think it's great. There's no such thing as bad PR.
It's like, it's okay. I'm not putting my whole entire life into this art. But I think that everyone deep down is some comedian girl.
We absolutely.
Find your some comedian girl deep down and be that person. Are you dying? Are you okay? I don't think people know how much you enjoy, like, just to lay back, like, after getting, because people see, like, this perfect side of you on Instagram. Now I feel like I'm Barbara Walters, where you are so put together, mm-hmm. but obviously, like, you're in bed sometimes on the weekends, but, like, you love to just, like, chill.
I'm very
talk.
Chill. I think people don't realize how chill I really am. Like, yeah. there is not much that can annoy me, and there's not much that, like, pisses me off unless it's like, true. On a different level. If I think you're, like, the worst you... Did you get your eyelashes done?
No, I put mascara on
today. Oh, they look good.
Thank you.
Unless I think you're, like, deep down evil.
No, it takes you so long.
But, like, other than that, I'm not getting mad at anything.
One of my biggest pet peeves with you is it takes you so long to realize people are evil.
Yes.
It takes you so long. And then even when you do realize it, you'll forget in 2 months.
That's the thing. I forget. I'm like, wait, would she?
But as
do
a Scorpio,
again?
You know, like, yeah. you know that people are evil, but I feel like you've protected yourself to the point that you're like, I'm just not letting their bullshit happen.
Yeah, like I very much put up a wall where I'm like, you don't even.
But if I tell you, like, I think this person's like really mean, you'll be like, duh. And I'll be like, but you're best friends with them.
Sierra actually always calls me out because she's like, you can hate someone and like they can walk into a room and you'll be like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, okay. She's like, you're such a fake bitch. And I'm like, I don't feel like that's being fake. I feel like that's just being an adult and someone walked into the room and I'm not going to like be like, hey, I fucking hate you, even though I'm saying it in my head. But I'm like, hey, yeah. how are you?
See, it takes so much to get to a point. Once I get to that point with
yeah,
someone,
then you'll
I will
mass murder.
Or like, I can't help but like saying stuff under my breath.
I feel like I give Gwyneth Paltrow energy yes. where like I'm saying, hi, how are you? But I'm saying it as if like, I wish you well.
Yes. You know? Like, yes. Like they don't like, leave the conversation being like, Paige loves me. Friend. They're like, did she just rob me? Like, do I still have my wallet with me? Speaking of reality TV, did you see that Sammy Sweetheart? This
okay.
is the news I want
the
to talk about.
The resurgence of
Jersey Shore.
Of reality TV recently, like with Vanderpump and Jersey Shore. Like, I will be tuning in to Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
I heard that it's always been good. Like, it's never really been bad.
Once they actually left the Jersey Shore, I feel like I stopped watching.
Yeah, everyone
like, I've
did.
Never watched their Family Vacation.
But now I think people are starting to give respect where respect is deserved. And the fact that Sammy's going back and might be filming with Ron in the house is crazy.
Wait, I thought Sammy and her boyfriend broke up.
We have different sources. And my source was not very legit.
Okay, I thought Sammy was like engaged, yeah. broke off her engagement.
She might have a new boyfriend that will
okay,
film.
Got it. But also, people don't give them, I know that like when you watch reality TV, you're like, whatever, they're not like really doing anything. Like this is whatever. To be able to stay on reality TV for as long as they have and to still be friends and to still put out like a good show is kind of amazing.
It's incredible. And it shows that they have really good, like, at the end of the day, it's your coworkers and you're a team and you all
yeah.
have a common goal of like wanting the show to get picked up.
Yeah.
And the fact that they no one has pushed so hard past like no return of friendships.
Right.
Like people have done a lot less on Bravo.
Oh, 1,000%.
Relationships have been
like they've
demolished.
Recasted so many shows, I feel like, and but like if you compare it to Jersey Shore, that's the original cast.
Yeah.
And they just like let them work through their problems or like
yes.
because there were times where like they weren't speaking to each other, but like I want to see the times that they're not speaking to each other.
Yes.
And like how they come out of it.
Yes, and ultimately they're in it together, and I do think it's the kind of thing you can't just like cast a new person and tell them they're on Jersey Shore. Like it has
right,
to be
like
a whole new thing.
We've said this before, but I feel like I am Vinny and you are Pauly D.
Wow, that's the nicest thing. That's the
because
third nicest
I feel
thing you've ever said to me.
Because I feel like Pauly D is really like the comedian of the whole house. Like he's the one that's making everyone
I'm
laugh.
I'm so jealous of Pauly because he doesn't get involved in any drama.
Right, and then how? Vinny just like laughs at him, yeah. And then like
and Vinny like what Vinny low key is so fucking funny.
Low key, very funny, and is a Scorpio, so I already know his energy is like I want to be alone. Like, I appreciate that energy. I'm like, dude, I
just love him posting like thirst traps all the time.
He does have a like a very, I mean, he's from New York though, but he does have a very New York City quintessential male swag.
Yes.
And when I say that, I mean he only wears black joggers. Like, that's it.
You see his dick through his sweatpants and his chain.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, that's a hot New York City guy.
Exactly.
They're all wearing the same thing.
White shoes. Speaking of drama, did you see the guy? I think his wife is dead because he was poisoning her protein drinks every morning. And that is why we don't work out.
Wait, what was he putting in them?
Poison.
Yeah, I know, but like, what is the...
Why do you want to know? That's insane that you just asked that.
Like, how did she not know? Is what I'm saying.
It was
saying.
Like so what, subtle. Like it was where, like a white powder.
Where? That's crazy. Smart, but, like, but crazy.
That's so fucked up. Like, you're trying to be a better person. You're trying to have more protein. You're trying to work out.
And how'd they figure? Like, so she's dead.
Police in Colorado believe a dentist killed his wife by lacing her pre-workout protein shakes with arsenic and cyanide.
Oh, my God.
So he could be with a fellow dentist he was having an affair with. James Craig, two first names, was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder on Sunday after his wife was taken off life support.
I just get a divorce, you literal psycho. I wonder what it, like, if you can taste poison. Like, I wonder if she's at the gym and she's like, that tastes weird, but, like, let me keep going.
Or, like, yeah, because these fucking crazy drinks where they put so much crap in it, like, you've tasted it before and you're like, that tastes like poison, but I'm going to keep drinking it because it's good for, like, my omega-3 fatty acids.
I cannot, like, actually say I've never drank a protein drink. Or, like, I've never drank, like, a pre-workout.
Yeah, pre-workout is actually cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually cocaine. I've never done it because I'm scared. Protein drinks are kind of like dessert, but you lie to yourself and say they're healthy. Like, at night, instead of having ice cream, I might be like, I'm going to have a 400-calorie protein drink just in case I decide to do abs tonight.
Wait, what is going on with the Drake thing and Kim Kardashian?
What?
That he's like, he like put out some song or something, but he used her voice from like an episode of Kardashians.
Oh, and she wants money?
I don't know if she wants money. I mean, I'm sure, but like something is going on with them. Did you also hear that like the crazy conspiracy that Drake's like actually a huge pedophile? Have you not seen that on TikTok? Sometimes I get into like deep conspiracy theories on.
And that's kind of the token thing that they, I mean, right now. What did you see?
Okay, well, the first thing was he was really good friends with Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh.
When she started on Stranger Things, she was like, I think they became friends and she was 14. And they would like text and she and he would say like, she would do interviews and she'd be like, oh, Drake texted me and was like, I miss you so much. Who's texting
unless
a
15? You're babysitting? Unless you're like, did you go to sleep?
I don't even know a 14-year-old. Nor am I like seeking.
I'm scared of 14-year-olds.
I'm not seeking out a 14-year-old to befriend. Then there was a whole other thing where he was also very close to Billie Eilish when she was like underage. But there's not they none of the people he's been friends with have ever said like he was inappropriate. But it is an odd coincidence that some guy who's in his what he's
got to
be in his 40s.
Would you argue that like all celebrities are friends with each other? Like, maybe they're the same
but
management.
Like, what is Drake and Millie Bobby Brown's connection? It's not like she's in the music industry. I could see Drake reaching out to Billie Eilish and being like, you're about to be the next big thing.
Yeah, like, watch out for
if
this.
If you want any advice. But the Millie Bobby Brown thing, I don't. There's something there, I feel like.
Wow.
And she's even come out on her Instagram and said, like, you guys are crazy. Like, you're picking apart a really lovely friendship.
Well, that goes back. First of all, men and women can't be friends. Unless
no, they can.
Thing. So that's absolutely not.
Wait, I love that you think that because I think the same thing.
I just did a man on the street asking guys and it was so funny because I.
What did they think?
I'd say, can guys and girls be friends? A lot of them would say no. Then some of them would say yes if you work together. I go, so that's coworkers. And they'd go, yeah, you can. I go, so is your girl cool with you hanging out alone with your woman friend? And they'd say either no, or if they said yes, I'd go, are you attracted to that woman friend? And then they'd say yes. And then I'd be like, so you're not
friends. I think girls can be friends with men. Mm-hmm. I don't think men can be friends with women.
The only men that had friends who were women were the men who were really good looking, and the girls just want to hang out with them because they're hot. So they're like the reverse, where they're like, yo, these girls are like cool. They want to hang out with me. Even if you're not attracted to them physically, you're attracted to them emotionally.
Not to sound conceited, but every guy friend I've ever had, I know they've thought about having sex with me at some point.
Well, that's what I said with the guys. I was talking to Peter James Fowler, who's mm-hmm. opening for me in Arizona, Tempe. Get your tickets. And I was like, he was like, well, we're friends. And I was like, so you wouldn't have sex with me? And then he was like, Des, I don't know what to say to this.
But you're friends, but you're not going and... like hanging out by yourselves all day and like going to like, oh, you're not texting him and saying, hey, let's catch a movie tonight.
The second I think about a man and go, I want to spend time with him right now, I go, oh no, I'm in love with him. Long story short, I do have guys who are friends, but it's not.
We're not like super close. Like
they basically were like, they'll take a 30-year friendship. If you were like, can I give you blowjob right now? They'd say yes and throw it all away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think it's a different kind of friendship.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
The Dalai Lama is getting canceled right now.
I
thought it was a joke. The Dalai Lama is fully getting canceled.
Does anyone actually know what the Dalai Lama is and who he is and what he does?
I thought he was Buddha.
Okay.
But apparently Buddha and Dalai Lama are different things.
Very different things.
The Dalai Lama
is a monk.
How do you spell Dalai Lama?
Hannah, come on.
I know that he wears orange. I know that he...
I think he's a monk.
He definitely like speaks. He goes and speaks on things about life.
But he... Oh, here it is.
It's literally everywhere.
So basically he like kissed a kid. Like what was
so
going
a kid
on?
Went up to him and it was like a public thing. It wasn't like behind the scenes. The kid was like, can I give you a hug? And he was like, yes. And then he kissed the kid and told the kid, suck on my tongue, and went like this with his tongue out. So look,
oh my god,
look,
I don't even want to suck on my boyfriend's tongue. Like that's disgusting.
But this is where cancel culture gets really funny. Like imagine Jesus gets canceled. People are like, Jesus used to hang out like with some young boys. We need a, I mean.
No, I, my favorite thing is when we cancel people that are already dead. I love that. I can't believe the Dalai Lama.
Do we have to, like, what do they do? Like, where do we go from here?
I feel like we'll be fine because this is the first time I've thought about the Dalai Lama in
we will be
years,
fine.
But, like, yeah,
what about people
I'll
who are,
survive.
Like, followers of him?
I also
he already put
just
out a press release. I didn't even know Dalai Lama had PR. The Dalai Lama, I didn't know monks did PR, but he's already come out with a apology, which I was like, Dalai Lama, you could have done a better apology.
What was his apology?
He basically was like, I'm so sorry. But, like, you can't just say sorry for wanting.
You literally made out with a child in front of everyone.
He told a kid to suck his tongue, which, like, that's not.
That's disgusting.
That's I wouldn't even do that with my husband. That's freaky shit.
And, like, what? The kid probably didn't even know what was happening.
No, and if the Dalai Lama tells me to do anything, I'm doing it.
Right.
Especially in front of a crowd. Put a camera on me and tell me to do something. Dalai Lama, like, is the voice of their we don't know enough about Dalai Lama to have opinions on this.
I do have opinions on grown men asking for
did I talk like fully about the Jared Subway situation on here?
No.
Jared has a documentary out that I just watched.
Really? Like, he
Jared the Subway guy,
like, he's in it?
No.
Okay,
they go in depth though
on what platform are you watching it on?
I think it was on a Discovery Plus. Like, okay. It was difficult. Like, I had to
you
go
to
through some hoops.
It.
I had to go through some hoops, but it was it worth it? I don't know.
Okay.
We grew up with Jared from Subway, like, on our TVs.
Yeah, those were our Subway commercials.
Yes. Like, now they have, like, every single celebrity that's ever thrown a ball on the Subway ads. And I'm like, how much money was that ad? So it starts off with Jared from Subway's classmates from school, like high school, being like, he was this obese kid. Mm-hmm. He was socially kind of shy and awkward. And then one day he lost a lot of weight from eating Subway sandwiches, which also, like, no one eats Subway to lose weight.
No. I mean,
I'll eat a tuna sandwich from Subway to piss off.
I always thought that was like a PR thing.
Yeah. But he apparently, that's all he did. Okay. Lost the weight. I mean, classic man in college just
loses
weight.
Guys also think about losing weight and they like lost it. I'm so, like, great. I found it on my
ass.
So next
you know, he's on all these commercials. And then Subway basically like was like, you are the Subway guy full time. Mm-hmm. Your job is to travel all around to all these cool places. And then he became obsessed with being like, I want to give back by speaking to children about eating healthy.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound weird.
No.
Honestly seems like
great.
Great. Like, let's
sounds like something the Dalai Lama would approve of. You know? He was like, I'm going to team up with.
Sounds like the Dalai Lama's behind this. Classic PR from Dalai Lama.
Cut to the Dalai Lama, like, eating a Subway sandwich.
In jail. So basically, he starts flirting with this radio DJ, kind of, and she starts talking to him, and she realizes by, like, a couple slip-ups that, oh, he says something to her. He was like, aren't middle school kids so attractive? Or, like, I find middle school kids so hot. So immediately, in her, like, mom brain, she has two she's like, what? But she knows she can't just say, like, Jared's a pedophile because he whispered this to me.
Right.
So she goes on, like, a full, like, 20-year journey, maybe 10 years, 10-year journey of, like, pretending that she's, like,
friends with him?
Friends/, like, they're kind of intimate, but he's traveling everywhere. So he talks to her on the phone every night, and she recorded all of it.
No.
They have all the recordings. And then she goes to the FBI and was like, here, I've been doing this for 8 years. She's like losing.
Recording a phone call is something I'm into. I am into that.
In Florida, I think, like, legally, you can't, like, indict someone. Not that we know what indict means, but everyone's saying it now. Based on, like, him not consenting to the phone call kind of thing. So she has all this evidence of him talking about how he wants to have threesomes with little kids and stuff and all this horrible stuff.
Wait. On the phone calls, he would say this to his, like, pseudo-girlfriend,
so she
basically
kind of leaned in and was, like, it, like, ruined her life. Like, her kid, she said she would, like, hide it from her kids, and her kids were, like, she stopped being a mom. She was just, like, in the room talking to Jared all the time. She was, like, losing her hair. She had all these health problems.
She was, like, so stressed over
She, like, made it, like, I need to be the person to stop this monster. And then she goes to the FBI, and they basically were, like,
we can't do anything
with this. Fast forward, one of his manager gets caught. Oh, it's so fucked up. His manager marries this woman who has two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they find out that he's put videos all over their house.
The manager?
Who the manager is manager of Jared. He's the new husband to this wife.
Okay.
And they would just let the girls do anything. Suddenly, like, they went from being a really Catholic family and, like, no drinking, no partying, to suddenly this guy comes in their life and they're like, have sex, party. And the girls are like, this is weird. Find out he's filming them all the time, like, in the bathroom.
This is an SVU episode.
Insane. And the girls film and they talk about the trauma. But from that, they were able to see that this guy has sent messages to Jared being like, do you like this girl? Do you like that girl? And they're like young girls. So... full circle.
What do you think's happening to Jared in jail?
I hope that his...
what he deserves is what's happening.
Yeah.
That is so disgusting and crazy.
But the problem is when people get famous, like the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, like, they think that like they...
they're good people. Yeah, they assume,
or like they'll get away with things.
They think they'll get away with things and the public will always give them the benefit of the doubt. Like it takes so much to actually take down a famous person. Like Armie Hammer, that took forever. That man was, who knows
what that took forever and he's still like bopping around.
He's fine.
He's
at a bodega right now. He's good.
Like he never even got arrested or anything. I love when we do this. I saw this TikTok and it said a man's deepest fear is being laughed at by a woman, and a woman's deepest fear is being killed by a man.
Yep.
And I, like, listened to it, and I was like, wait a second.
Same, because I was like, I've laughed at so many men.
We've made a whole career of
that. So, like, that's why some, like, especially a female comedian, like, some comedian girl, men hate.
Yeah.
Men hate comedian girls.
Well, let's just say men, in general, don't like girls that are funny, because they'll even say, like, well, she's funny for a girl. Like, they can't even put you at, the like, an equal funny level, because they hate when women are, like, better at things than them, especially humor.
Well, I asked the man on the street. I asked them another one. I asked the men, and these are like the funniest men in America. These are comedians.
Yeah.
I said, why do men comment on videos saying women aren't funny?
Yeah.
Because we don't go on, or like even incel girls don't go on men's videos saying men aren't funny.
Are incel girls a real thing?
No, I think.
No, because we're just like.
Girls.
There's no woman that like can't have sex.
That's like when men brag like I didn't cheat on you. I'm like, do you know what? I could go out right now and have sex on that corner.
I could have sex in this room.
So I asked them, I said, why do men say women aren't funny on videos?
Yeah.
Because it's not about them being like, I don't like this joke. They literally do the whole women aren't funny. It's like user 28976. And I want to know the psyche behind it, because it's clearly mental illness. And they were like, you know, being funny is like a male thing.
Yeah.
So it's like if women are doing it, and men think they're like the best at everything. So if women are doing it, it's like you're taking our job.
How funny though, that's their biggest insecurities and ours is literally death.
I know. Like, if I had a nickel for how many times I embarrass myself a day, like that's men's biggest fear is getting embarrassed by women.
Right. I love being funnier than guys.
I also get off on like making fun of them. So then I wonder, like, how have I not been murdered yet?
It is crazy though. Like, there are times in my life, I can't think of like one specific time,
that you're like, oh, he's
where
gonna
I've been like, I'm gonna die.
True.
Like, I'm gonna get killed right now.
True.
And it's nothing significant. It could be me literally walking to my apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like, you made fun of me? I will hope. I wish. I love it.
I'm gonna come back. Let's roast each other.
I love being self-deprecating. Fucking roast
gentle
me.
Gentle bullying. Also, if you're not making fun of your mans, he's like problematic.
So problematic.
That means like he thinks he's perfect or something, and he's just walking around thinking he's the shit. Now, I saw a crazy TikTok about women saying like, you ever like open an elevator and you see a scary man, but you think, I don't want to make this person uncomfortable, and I'm going to walk in and I'm going to just look forward. And they said, we're the only species that would ever walk towards danger. Any other animal would be like, no, I'll wait for the next one.
Oh my God. That's so true. Like, I don't want to, you in your head, you're like, I don't want to make it weird.
I don't want to insult this man to make it like, where no other animal in all of species would ever be like, oh, there's a shark.
Feel danger.
I'm
going
to sit in his mouth because I don't want the shark to be embarrassed that I didn't want to sit in his mouth.
Yes. No. That's so scary.
Wow, we cover really...
we're feminists.
Really intense topics. One more feminist thing. There's a woman, Amanda Montel. She talked about how guys talk about, like, yeah, I fucked her. Or girls are like, I got fucked. Mm-hmm. How, what if we called it, I enveloped him?
I don't like it. Enveloped? That, I mean, what does that even spell mean? That, so I was gonna, it sounds like envelope. My head immediately went to an envelope.
Enclosed by me. Like, why is it his action onto us? What if we, like, engulfed him?
It's... I think of it like, how many times have you had sex and you've either like not come or like faked coming, but like the guy always like, comes. In reality, I fucked you. You came, I didn't. You didn't fuck me. Like, true. I was just involved.
Yeah.
But I actually am the one that fucked you because you came.
You got fucked.
Yeah.
You got
by
fucked.
By me.
I remember the first time that in college it happened where we started saying, I fucked him.
Yeah.
Because it used to just be like, oh, I fucked her. We started saying I fucked him. And I feel like people thought it was gross, but like it was very empowering to be like, yeah, I fucked him. Well, sometimes like they'll be really into like you coming.
Yeah.
And you know in
and
your head, we're not getting there.
Yeah, you're,
yeah, you're like,
pressure.
We're not getting there. And then you're like, I would, you know, be better than me coming. This stopping. Like, me not doing this right now.
Okay. I also saw a TikTok that we sometimes we get in deep TikTok things.
Yeah,
where
we
it's
do.
Like not just like fun hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Where a guy was saying like it's harder for women to come because if they're with a guy that they have to be in their masculine energy with, then they're not coming. They're not having good sex. Because a woman to fully be able to like let go and let loose needs to feel like she doesn't have to be in charge, not just in the bedroom, like yeah. in general.
Yeah.
So like when you talk about Des being like, oh, when I go to the airport with Des, like I turn my brain off. Like that is such a good sign of having a healthy sex life because you can like almost surrender to him. And
I love when you talk
like,
about
dominant.
Our sex life.
And I don't know. I just said on the pod that you and Des have a really good sex life. Now that I know.
You also
like,
called me Rachel. Because well, Craig and I are having like a full affair. It's kind of crazy.
A full affair.
I was like, so did you think about tennis today? And he's like, it's so good. Tennis is such a good sport. I'm like, right? I used to play it all the time.
Stop.
But that's nothing. True. Because I've had relationships where I'm really into the guy, but I'm into them liking me.
Yeah.
And then when you're with them, you're like, wait. But I'm in too much control. Like, I love that he likes me and this is so much fun. But
yeah.
I need someone
like,
who like.
You're in charge of like certain aspects because you know he's like a dum-dum or something. Like if you're
yeah.
just with like a hot guy, but he's like an actual idiot, like you're not going to have good sex with him.
But this is the problem. When you're like not married, it like doesn't really matter to an extent.
Sex?
No. I mean like the guy being dumb. Like
right.
I've dated so many dum-dums and like I kind of live my life and then like when I'm with them
yeah.
I'm like this is silly, this is fun.
Yeah, this is like passing my
but,
time.
But like if we have to talk about 401k's like a
yeah.
Bridgerton, like
yeah. No, like if I'm smarter than you, that's an immediate red flag. Like if I know more about being an adult, it's a red flag and I
but the problem is Des knows he's smarter than me, so then we'll talk about something and he'll be like, I don't want to do it, and I'm like, why? Like I want to do this renovation or something, and he'll be like, because I have to do it all.
Yeah,
I'm like,
valid. That's what I say about like having kids.
That's what he says to me about having kids too. He's like, well, who's gonna think's gonna take care of them? And I said, yes, at 5 a.m when you're already up, you take the baby, you put her to my nip, I'm out. Like you fucking squeeze, you use my, I am
yeah
REM.
He's already up, he loves getting up early,
he loves getting up. But anyway, not to get into our own issues, let's discuss Kylie and
Timothy
Chevrolet.
Yeah, I personally think it's a little bit of a PR stunt
for sure.
And what gives me that like inclination is he can't handle that ass. Like I can't picture,
is that know? Why everyone's freaking out? People, it's almost, they're almost being mean, like they're calling her like his stepmom.
Okay, do you ever like have friends or like you look at people and you're like, I just can't ever picture you having sex?
Yeah,
like there's something about you having sex that like it doesn't compute in
but
my
like,
brain.
He's kind of giving Pete Davidson.
I can picture him like having sex, like I can picture him having sex with like Zendaya.
Yes.
They're that's a friendship that they're
we don't love that
male and female friendships and whatever.
No,
I can picture him having sex with her, but like there's something about Kylie that's so sexual and so like she just like leads with sex that I can't see him having sex, like I can't see him behind her. Like I can't picture it.
But I feel like people are kind of like, I think it's PR.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, other than that, Kylie's like a sex symbol. He's yeah. a dude. Like,
right.
who is he to be like, no, I'm not going to fuck Kylie Jenner? Like, who?
Right.
What do you
no.
like? Everyone's like, no, he would never.
Yeah.
I think he would.
No, I think he would.
I think I would. Like,
I think any guy would.
For the story, I'm fucking Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Whenever guys say, like, oh, look, I don't like the Kardashians. Like, I don't think they're pretty or whatever. Like, in my head, I'm like, but you would have sex with them if they wanted
like
to have sex with you.
That's like when we say we wouldn't hook up with Harry Styles. It's like,
but I would.
If I was alone in a room with him, what are we doing?
Right. Like, if he said, hey, Paige DeSorbo, do you want to have sex with me? I'd say, yeah, okay. But I'm not, like, actively seeking it out.
Exactly.
You know?
Did you hear about Kanye?
And getting sued?
With his school?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't know he had a school.
I knew he had a school because it was, like, on one of the seasons where he was, like, fighting with his friend that was, like, running the school. So I knew they had a school, but I didn't know it was, like, still going, and it was like a proper, like, people were going there
and
for
it's
their
like a
education
Christian school.
And who's suing them? A teacher suing him, right?
I think someone from the inside was like, look, someone needs to speak up. Apparently the kids can only have sushi. Which honestly sounds kind of lovely.
It's better than Ozempic, you know. Like, it's, I'm just eating the sushi for the week.
The kids can only have sushi. I mean, mercury poisoning is a thing, so let's And then I
but
guess
imagine being like 7 years old and getting to lunch. You'd be like, what the fuck?
No. But then there's also like no structure. I think he's kind of starting a little cult.
No, I actually am very surprised he hasn't started a cult, because when he started his like Kanye Sunday service, I was like, they're about to start a church. Like, they are about to be the new Scientology.
But
or
they
like,
do own a church. Kris owns a church.
She does?
Yes, that's where like all their taxes go to. Or like,
are you sure?
That was a big accusation. It was, but like, look it up. Kris Jenner is involved with the church.
That's crazy.
I think it's all gonna come falling down for them soon.
It feels like something is brewing. And also, like, we haven't really even talked about, like, Kanye's married. Like, Kanye has a wife. Like, who is this?
Kris Jenner
woman?
Is a co-founder of California Community Church, formerly known as Life Change Church. Bitch, I'm onto something.
That is so crazy.
I smell this stuff out. I'm good with cult stuff.
They're starting up.
But yeah, Kanye's
but they're definitely getting such a fucking tax break.
I know. Should we
start? Is Giggly Squad a church?
What is a church? It's like defining drag. How much is drag? What is church versus?
Yeah.
I mean, this is my religion.
Mine too.
Anything else with front page news?
Did you see Olivia Culpo got engaged?
I thought she's always getting. How do I feel like she's getting engaged?
They've
every
been
week?
Together for a while. She got engaged to Christian McCaffrey. She used to be with
the football guy.
Yeah, but he cheated on. What was his name again? Edelman.
Edelman, and then she also used to be with Joe Jonas. No. Nick
she
Jonas.
Started with Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas.
I actually remember when her and Nick Jonas broke up, because she was on like the Today Show and she looked so sad, and I'll never forget it. And I remember feeling like, oh my God, that's so sad. She has to be on national television and they're like, so what about the breakup? Like, I remember feeling bad for her. So I'm very happy that she.
That's awesome. She also has like sisters. They have a whole TV show.
I've never watched their TV show, but I heard it's not bad, because the one sister. Listen to this story. So her older sister, Aurora, who has, I think,
cool name.
Two kids. Very cool name. Stunning, beautiful, got married. She said to her husband, once a year, I will give you a hall pass. Crazy. And so that was their setup.
Did she get a hall pass?
I don't think she took one. No. But she told him, like,
okay, she's going to use that in an argument for sure.
Once a year, you get a hall pass.
She's like, 7 hall passes and I haven't done shit and you're still not going to get the dishes?
Well, what ended up happening was he ended up having an affair with, like, the girl that he had a hall pass with. Like, he ended up starting a relationship. But, like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, to be totally honest.
If you're going shopping every year, eventually you're going to buy something.
So I think this all, like, started to come out, like, right. I don't know if it came out on the show where it was like really all surfacing, like when the show is kind of ending. Mm-hmm. And then their other sister, Sophia, also gorgeous.
Single.
Was dating a professional baseball player. He broke up with her and allegedly is now with Alex Earl. And like broke up with Sophia and then like immediately was spotted like 2 nights in a row with Alex Earl.
Wow.
Yeah. So they should have a reality show, I feel like.
That's awesome. And they seem like they get along. I mean, I guess they're trying to be like the next kind of Kardashians.
Yeah. And it does seem like they are. Like they get along. They're very close and they are like very successful. I would watch it.
What a great segue. Yeah. I have stuff people need to watch.
Okay.
If you want the most fun, lighthearted, put it on, enjoy show, Wellmania.
I watched it.
So cute.
So cute. I love her. She's
a star.
Well, she's in another show that I watch a lot of.
Australian.
Yeah, Australian and British TV.
That is actually so cute of you.
Yeah.
Like so highbrow.
Well, because their Australian and British humor is so much. I honestly think so much better because it's so sarcastic.
So it's dirty, so, right?
Brash. Is brash a word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Yeah.
So I recognized her from another show. They don't even try to be funny
and they make me laugh. So yeah, wasn't she like, because people know her on Instagram, Celeste Barber, as the girl who like recreates hot model stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's her.
She's like 10 million followers.
Oh my God. I didn't put that together. Okay,
so she recreates hot models doing stuff that if a normal girl did it, it wouldn't be hot. But just because the girl's hot, it looks, anyway, it's hilarious. But that doesn't make a career.
Right.
I actually saw her in Montreal.
Is she a comedian?
She's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
But I think she was an actress first. And I saw her at JFL and I remember she's the one person I was like, I like her. And someone was like, go talk to her. And I was like, no, because I don't do that. Because I would say something stupid.
Yeah,
and, like,
I
forget how to use my hands. So she's amazing on it. Because, you know, sometimes people get stuff because they were popular on Instagram. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, you don't know how to act.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
And it's a good... Like, it's different. Like, I've never watched a show it's about what it was.
The story, you're kind of like, okay. Like, I'm in it. Like, whatever. Yeah.
Wait, I also saw something on TikTok in my conspiracy hole that they were saying that Trey Songz, soon something's going to come out about him that he's way worse than R. Kelly could have ever even thought of being.
Neighbors know my name. I loved Trey Songz.
Yeah. And I was like, I haven't heard about him in a while, I feel like.
Well, I don't go to karaoke anymore because I only sang Remix Ignition. Now I have nothing in my repertoire. But R. Kelly, the third documentary came out where basically the first and second documentary helped like bring awareness to this because no one was believing these women because everyone's like, protect this man.
Yeah.
And now it's out. And the third one is them talking about all the court proceedings and what it was like putting these girls up and all that stuff. So that's really interesting. There's a documentary about Louis Capaldi.
Who the heck is that?
He's the guy that sings, into day breeze, into nightfall, and I'm not
okay,
here.
Okay, got it. You know. Does he have red hair?
Yeah. And he's Scottish.
Okay.
He's so likable, so fun, very boring documentary.
Got it.
But he does have Tourette's, and it was great that he raised awareness for that. Woman King. I watched Woman King.
Who's that about?
Viola Davis plays, it's incredible. In Africa, there was this tribe.
Have you ever heard about how Viola Davis talks about her husband and how she manifested the fuck out of him?
No.
I think she did an interview. I want to say it was Oprah that was interviewing her, actually. And they were, because she got married like a little later in life, and they were like, how did you find your husband? And she was like, I basically created him. She was like, I wrote down everything that I wanted my husband to have, like qualities that I wanted, like very specific things. And she just wrote them down. She was like, and I just prayed about it and like looked at this list. And she was like, and then I met him and was like, oh my God.
Check, please.
Is that crazy?
Are you trying to say that your list wasn't crazy when you made it?
You said it, actually, not me. And you got me there. Just won like the EGOT.
She's a fucking amazing, Viola Davis. She's incredible, but it's this true story of this tribe who the women were trained to be the warriors.
Okay.
And they were like the most badass women ever. And it's incredible. I highly recommend it. Finally.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours. even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Pretty Baby came out.
I watched.
What'd you think?
I found it to be interesting because there were just so many things that she had to deal with that, like, if that happened now, would have never happened.
Yes.
Like, a perfect example is, like, them giving her mom so much shit for that first movie she did, but like praised the director.
Yeah.
Is just kind of insane. Crazy.
But basically, yeah, she was in movies as a kid, Blue Lagoon, all underage, where she just was sexualized, nudity scenes, and it was like for the art, but like looking back, you're like, oh, that was fucked up. It felt a little incomplete to me.
Yeah.
Where, like, I feel like it was a little money grab where they were like, can you talk about stuff? And she was like, yeah. And then
because there were certain things she, like, wouldn't talk about. Like, she didn't want to say certain things.
They were, like, 10 years they skipped.
Yeah.
Full 10 years skipped.
I didn't watch the ending. Like, I ended up turning it off because I just wanted to, like, see. I didn't realize that she was famous from, like, straight up birth. Like, she was, like, a model and everything. And then she had never really, like, acted. And they were like, you're in this movie
It is
now.
Hard to, like, complain the whole time that you were so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, there was a point where I was like, okay, Paige, like, we got it. You're pretty. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Where she was like, and then I, like, got into Princeton. And, like, let's be honest, she was clearly homeschooled.
Right.
Like, how did you get into, and she was like, I was so surprised when I got into Princeton. Like, it was that time where, like, let's be a little, like, self-aware of the privilege. What she had to deal with was insane. And then she was dealing with her alcoholic mom, threw Andre Agassi under the bus.
Wait, I missed that part.
She dates Andre Agassi.
Okay.
Who famously, when they met, and got married, he could not win a tennis match until he divorced her and married Steffi Graf, who's a tennis star, and then his career got better.
Wait, you actually told me the story over the summer.
Yep. Because she manifested him marrying Steffi Graf because she had a photo of Steffi Graf on her fridge saying, I want to have legs like Steffi Graf.
Oh my God. Imagine having a photo on your refrigerator of, like, your husband's
future wife.
No.
she manifested wrong, which we've all done.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. You're like, this girl is so cool. Anyway, so she goes, I went from one controlling person, my mom, to another controlling person, Andre Agassi. And they said at her wedding, like, she went into his private jet and it was like all his friends and none of her friends. And then she said she went on Friends and did this scene where she kind of like licks Joey's fingers, like a comedy thing.
Okay.
And how Andre Agassi lost his mind and broke all of his trophies. Now, my thing is, PR wise, that's where you can go, you know, our careers, me being an actress, there was some jealousy and it was really hard for us. But her being telling that story and being like, he broke every trophy, like, it makes him look like
crazy. Did he cheat on her?
No.
No. They just got divorced and then
they got divorced and then he
wow.
started winning again. Maybe they weren't good together, but she basically was. She didn't put him in the best of light, but she wouldn't say he was abusive. She just told these crazy stories.
She's just like, he's the worst, but he's fine.
But like, we love him. But like, he broke all of his trophies because I like
Joey's finger. Honestly, that's how I talk about ex-boyfriends that were awful. I'm like, he was the worst, but like, it's fine. Like, you don't have to be mad at him, but like, he was awful.
I love talking to a girl because she was like, how was it? And I'll be like, good. And then like 10 minutes in, I'm like, and then I had to go to therapy for 15 years because he said that. And they're like, so it wasn't good.
Yeah. And that documentary, I don't feel like they hyped it at all.
So the director was the same director for the Taylor Swift documentary, Lana Wilson, who's amazing.
What do you think about Taylor Swift being single?
I never saw her with Joe. I don't like blonde on blonde.
I don't either.
Aesthetically, I don't see it.
It's too blonde.
Too much blonde.
But she is a great example of, like, she is quite possibly one of the most famous people in the world. Never once did you see a picture with her and her boyfriend. Not one time in, like, the 7 years that they dated. So, like, everyone is a PR stunt.
100%.
Like, I'm so sick of people acting like, oh, my God, paparazzi was there. Yeah. You called them.
Yeah.
Like,
I do have to say that she lives this crazy life and people thought he was the one. Like, they thought they were getting married. 6 years is a long fucking time.
Long time.
Like, you wonder how long in those 6 years was she starting to be like, oh, this isn't right for me. We don't know why it ended, but like six is a weird year.
Well, we'll definitely hear about
like
it.
Like three, that's perfect. Three, you're like, okay, we tried.
You're in, you're out.
We tried our hardest. Yep. We gave it our all. This has been 3 years. It's not getting better.
Yeah.
But six, you fucking.
You're in it.
You were like, this is it.
I would love to know why they broke up, but I feel like she'll write a whole album about it.
She'll
and we'll get
us.
The whole story.
The music is gonna slap.
Yep.
I'm excited for that. But also, people change. Like, I think as you get older and you're in your own ways, like, every 6 years I'm a different person.
Agreed.
So it's like either people grow with you or they don't. And I told, when people get married at like 22, I kind of get like, you've become the same person, you've grown into the same human.
Yeah.
But like, I met Dez, he was his own person, I'm my own person.
Yeah.
And we got lucky that we met at that time.
Yes.
So I think I'm all about her meeting someone new, and
me
I'm excited
too.
For her. We love a breakup.
I would love to see her and Selena bopping around.
Oh, but we don't know about Selena and Zayn. We're not obsessed with it.
I'm not obsessed with that.
We put her on such a pedestal. It's like, Zayn, really?
I also feel like, wasn't she friends with Gigi? Is like that weird? Is she still friends with Gigi? Is it true that Zayn, like, pushed Yolanda? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Zayn's the father of Gigi's baby. That is still weird to me.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Because we've never, ever seen them together.
No.
Which is good. We need some privacy.
It's so crazy that Gigi's a mom.
Yeah. But being a mom was, like, really cool. Remember, like, 2 months ago, all the young girlies wanted to have a kid as an accessory? I mean, even me.
Yeah,
I stole my brother's.
You stole Lois.
I stole Lois. Walked around town. People were like, oh, my God, where'd you get it? And I was like, it's DHgate. We're done, right? Do you have any other thoughts?
No.
Are you sure? You were going to say something.
No, I don't remember now.
You guys, wait, we're going to Nashville.
I know.
And Texas, like, in
next
2 weeks.
Literally tomorrow.
2 weeks. So there's a couple tickets left. I think Houston, because it's like a huge arena.
It is.
Not arena, it's a theater. Feels like an arena.
I'm nervous.
I'm so excited.
I am. I'm very excited.
It's just we're going from place to place, so we have to like perform, wake up, get on the plane, go.
Yeah.
Can't get too drunky.
No, we're literal road dogs.
Road dogs. Get your tickets on our Instagram links. We love you guys so much. And make sure our trucker hat, people are loving.
Love.
Grab a trucker hat.
I'm wearing it to the airport. I already decided.
Yes. And we'll see you guys, talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for giggling.